Our next question is from Netson in Arizona. Actually, we have two stallion-related questions that I'll pose together. So Netson in Arizona wants to know, what's your view on the standard practices of housing stallions in isolation? And then we have Victoria in Connecticut who wants to know if stallions can be turned out with other horses if they're well-behaved.
So I'll try to kind of address both of those. You know, I grew up with the very common tradition that stallions would be housed alone, but also was always at places, either my dad's farm or the Michigan State Farm, where we tried to keep stallions close to other horses. We never like kept them in a place on the farm all by themselves. They always, in the barn, they could see other horses. In their pasture or paddock, they could see other horses. And both places totally believed in tons and tons of turnout for stallions. Now, interestingly, there's a group in Switzerland, part of our equitation science group, that they have been doing some, what I think is fascinating research, where the stallions that are next to each other in the barn, they're gradually taking out some of the dividing poles in the wall. And the horses gradually start doing some mutual grooming and kind of do some little play fighting back and forth. And now they've actually turned a bunch of these stallions out together in a big pasture. And this has been going on for probably over 2 years. And these stallions are doing great. Now, it's still something that I'm not totally conceptually used to. But, you know, the question from Connecticut, I know there are people out there that turn stallions out, for example, like with older geldings. You know, and it can work. I'm a little afraid to say, yeah, absolutely. Go do it, because there's still a chance for injury. And so it needs people really, really comfortable watching horse behavior and making those judgments.
Yeah. And we have an article coming out on thehorse.com. I believe it'll be up next week about stallion housing, that if Netson and Victoria are listening, keep an eye out for that, because it had some pretty interesting information about that same research that you're mentioning that I thought was really interesting for those of us who aren't around stallions a lot.